kind of having trouble my eyes blaring up on this morning, so you bear with us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. But I'm going to try my best to preach you straight where God is placed. I'm going to try to take my time if I can. And I want to preach to where you can understand. I made mention of this some time ago, and way back in the back of my mind, it's still there. I have preached from this message before. I don't know how here, somewhere. After preaching as long as I have, you've kind of looked at it time and time and time again. Maybe preach from it. That's all right. But I want you to, and I'll try my best to tell you where I'm going. Now, I may, it take weeks and months to get all over the whole thing that I'm saying, but I'll probably hit the highlights of it. But I want you to keep this in mind, the third chapter of 2 Peter, 10th verse, it said, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens and the will pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up." I'm not going to preach direct from that this morning, but I want to keep you in mind. The Lord will come as a thief in the night.
Yeah.
Now, the Lord to be my helper. I want you to stay with us.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to try my best to preach on the midnight cry. And let's go down into Exodus. In the book of Exodus, the third chapter, we got quite a bit of reading to do, but we'll be passing on across the Bible. But I want you to keep in mind one thing, the midnight cry. And the Lord said, "I will come. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night." When you're at least expecting Him, when you're unaware. But He said, "Watch and pray. Be ready." That is the key to the whole thing. Be ready. In such an hour, you think not, the Lord's going to appear. Now, I'll remind you, from the start to finish, I want to be a preaching on the midnight cry. All right. In the seventh verse of the third chapter, "And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmaker. For I know their sorrow." He said, "I have seen their affliction. I have heard their cries." Now He said, "I'm coming down to deliver them out of the hands of Pharaoh." They was in bondage. I want you to keep in mind that me and you was under bondage of sin. But God one day heard our cry, and He delivered us from out of bondage. And these people, His people, He said, "I have seen my people, their sorrow." Now listen, and I could just take off preaching from that, but I want to slow down and read a little bit more. Now in the 12th chapter of the book of Exodus, in the 12th verse, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, against all the gods of the Egyptians. I will execute judgment, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the house where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plagues shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." Going on over to the 23rd verse. "For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood upon the lintel on the two side posts, and the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer destroyer to come in unto you, unto your house, to smite you." Now, we're going to stop right there. And you know all the plagues that he sent upon Pharaoh. There was plagues of flies. There was plagues of everything, trying his best to deliver his people from out of bondage. Trying to get Pharaoh to let his people go. He sent Moses and Aaron down into Egypt for one reason, to deliver his people out of bondage. Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he wouldn't let him go. And finally, he said, I will suffer the blood. He said, he said, "You kill a lamb and you strike the blood over the doorpost where you are in the night that I will pass through Egypt." He said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." Man, if you would have wanted to be a visitor with anybody, you'd have wanted to be in with the word of the blood I was at that night. I'm glad for that. Listen. Now let's go on then to the 29th verse. "How now, after all the plagues and after the blood had been applied, and it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captivity that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle." I'm here to tell you, now, I know that Pharaoh sat upon his throne. Me and you, I probably couldn't have got close to that palace where he sat on his throne. It was guarded with his servants. It was guarded. Listen, and nobody could have got through them because they was on guard and they would have killed you in a heartbeat. I'm here to tell you today that there were the blood. They was saved under the blood of the Lamb that had been slain to deliver them out of bondage. Listen. And we slow down a little bit. I like this. I don't know about you, but I like the blood.
Amen.
It was shed for me. The darling Son of God shed it for me. It's going to take a while. But at midnight, I don't care if there was surrounded with guards, there was something that sneaked in unaware. Listen, he was saying, I will come as a thief in the night. I listen, the chilly hands of death. All the guards around Pharaoh, he couldn't keep the chilly hands of death out. They didn't even know it was there. Said it hadn't done happen. Listen, at midnight, the chilly hands of death come. And the Bible said, and Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all of his servants, and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one died. Can you imagine your firstborn without warning? They didn't know what was coming, but God had done it pronounced. In those days, I said, I was passed through the land of Egypt today, and there will not be a house that I will not require the firstborn that my hand this night. I accept where the blood is applied.
Amen.
They was home saved. I bet they slept all night safely. Listen, let's go on. At midnight, there was a great cry made because there was not a house of all, everything that was there, that there wouldn't one die. Listen, let's haste on. Going on from St. Matthew's Gospel, the 25th chapter. Now we come on from under the old law. He shed the blood of bulls and goats in that day to cover the sins of the world. Brother, they were saved under that blood. But now he said, give the precious lamb to be slain. I listen, that me and you, I would not have to go out and pick the lamb. What if you this morning I would have had to win among your cattle, among your whatever you had, and pick the one that maybe you thought I would have been suitable in that to offer up the blood. But you don't do that this morning. It's everything we can do just to muster, to get up, get out, and get here. And we ought to be thankful. We ought to be thankful.
Right.
Listen, because he picked a lamb that shed his blood, that me and you could go saved and we could go free.
Right.
Because the blood has been applied.
Yeah.
It's going to take a twist here in a minute. I'm here to tell you, some 2,000 years ago, the darling Son of God He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should have a life, an everlasting life.
Amen.
Listen. But there's something goes along with it. He paid a price. Didn't mean you couldn't give. Now He's already shed the blood. It's already been shed, never to be shed again. Then He sent us the Spirit to lead us and guide us and direct us towards the promises of God. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. That's the Lamb. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. At midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered and said, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go to them that sell and buy for yourself. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in to the marriage, and the door was shut. My, the blood had been shed. And those that slumbered and slept. I'm going to try my best to walk us through this. Did you ever wonder what Jesus said, I am the light of the world. But He took His flight and He said to me and you, He said, now ye are the light of the world. Ye are the light of the world. As I read this scripture and I meditate and I pray, and I begin to think, Lord, as those virgins, they was all holy, undefiled, and they was holy people. But whenever the testing time come, when it come time, how at midnight, how for them to meet, how the bridegroom, how the darling Son of God, who said, His blood, for us, that might deliver us, from this sin, cursed world, brother, then I begin, to think, about myself, listen, is my light, burning bright, what, Lord, how, could those people, not know, that their lamb, had gone out, they had the vessel, and they had, and they didn't have no oil. The oil was a fuel to keep the light burning. Something has got to fuel the fire.
Amen.
Something has got to fuel the fire to brighten the light.
Right.
Boys, I begin to think about how they was all. I begin to think. I listen, the attitude of a real Christian. I listen, the Bible said that the fruits of the Spirit. That the fruit of the Spirit. I listen, today there's love and there's joy and there's peace, there's long-suffering, meekness, gentleness, tempers, brother, listen, when if we, God, I believe there's those people that was wise, they fuel their fire with love for one another, the fruits of the Spirit, joy. If you're saved and you're really saved and you're ready to meet the bridegroom, you got joy in your heart. Listen, through all your suffering and sorrow, even the people back yonder in Egypt, listen, they got love for one another. And they got joy. And they got peace. You can't have all these others without the love, joy, and peace. Man, I tell you what, you may go to church. You may go every day. You may sit on your seat or do nothing. I listen, I don't like old so-and-so. Maybe the Lord forgive me. Brother, listen, if we don't feel our flame with love, joy, and peace, I'm afraid that we're going to wake up one day and our lamps go out.
Amen.
You ever see somebody? They seem like they're mad at the world.
Yeah.
They couldn't give.
Listen,
you have kind nature for nothing. But then you see them in a few days, they had kindled that fire. A brother, and they had it burning bright. And it seemed like they loved their very worst enemy.
Right.
I'm here to tell you, the fruits of the Spirit will kindle your fire.
Amen.
Will cause your light to burn bright.
Right.
And the more we love each other, and the more joy we have, the brighter our lives. I will burn so lost and dying world.
Right.
You believe that or not? That's up to you. But man, I tell you what, these poor people, it's a little girl. Stood one night to trim her lamp to set my fields on fire. She said, I wonder if these poor people even realize their lamps have gone out. I wonder if people today that goes to church time after time realize what it takes to get their lamps burning. If you make contact with Jesus, and the Spirit, your vessel, and the fruits of the Spirit. Man, I tell you, if everything is working together, and the Holy Ghost is leading you in the right direction, you'll have the love for one another.
Amen.
You'll have the love for God. And then, if you got the love, you got the joy.
Yeah.
There's people has lost the joy of their salvation.
Amen.
I don't care if they go to church or not.
That's
a bad attitude, ain't it?
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you, these people woke up to a rude awakening. Mm-hmm. They were running here and yonder trying to get things ready because they had met their Maker at midnight.
Right.
At midnight, the voice cried. There was a great cry. Go ye out to meet him. Will you need to go fix things up with somebody? Or will you want to run in the closet? Lord, I'm sorry for this. I don't want to be in this shape. I know not now you don't. But it's too late. I'm sorry. But it's a fact. When we meet him face to face, we'll either go one way or the other.
Yeah.
We'll be right or we'll be wrong. Well, I just can't hold my temper, brother.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard for me to do. But whenever I begin to slack off and begin to know that I'm weak in faith, I'm weak with my joy, I believe David, I said, Lord, I restore unto me the joy of my salvation.
Amen.
And we don't pick it up on Sunday and let down on Monday.
That's right.
I believe if we was people and loved
the Lord and one another like we ought to, you'd find us a-doing more. Even me. Yeah, even me. You'd find me doing more. I can move up. Oh, man. How many times I can move up. But the devil will take you on the blind side, and he'll keep it blinded from your eyes, and cause you to have hard feelings toward your fellow man. God so loved the world, and we ought to love the world. I don't like their ways, maybe, and God don't like their ways, but I love their soul. I want them to go to home to be with Jesus. And if I had to walk from here to Livingston, if that would save them, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Yeah. And you'd do it in a heartbeat. Loved ones going down the Broadway road of sin. Families breaking apart over silly stuff. I don't get my way. I'd not want to talk to that person because he don't like me. If you don't like me, I'm going to talk to you anyway. Hey, we can strike up some kind of a conversation. At least we can pray to Jesus together.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. At midnight, when you're all asleep, you're shacking up with the devil, that'd be a bad place to be in.
Right.
When it's abomination before God, it'd be a bad place to be in. When you begin a rose, Lord, I've been a Christian all of these years. I don't have the joy that I used to have. I don't have the peace in my heart that I used to have.
Right.
I don't have the love that I used to have. But, oh, Lord, I want to go to heaven. I'm ready now, Lord. We know how it is down here. We know how it is. Moms and dads prayed, cried, wept, spent endless hours on their knees for us. The Lord sent somebody to forewarn them, to tell them what it takes for them to be ready. I can find one more place. Down in Acts, the Bible said, I'm not going to try to quote it to you, but there was a man, two men, and I believe they loved each other, and I believe they loved their fellow man. I believe they sold out their life, and they loved, and had joy, and had peace in their life. All the afflictions of God's people, he said, I will not suffer the destroyer to destroy the house where you at. Now my house where I dwell, it'll melt one day with primitive heat. But this tabernacle that I'm building up on faith, man, not the devil, not nobody can touch it.
Amen.
Because it's reserved in heaven. You understanding what I'm saying? Huh? Yeah. Voice down yonder. In the 16th chapter, 25th verse of Acts. Mama. And at midnight, Paul and Silas praying and singing praise unto God. And the prisoners hear them. And suddenly there were a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened.
Bless you, Lord.
And there were one bands.
Bless you, Lord.
Were broken. Can you imagine? Everyone, because these two men filled with the Holy Ghost power of God, love with joy and peace, had their lamps trimming, burning bright. And listen, and they was heard from on high. And I believe God said, my children is down in bondage, they're in jail. I'll go down now. I know their hearts. The doors of the whole prison was open, even to them that was not ready. And the ones that kept the prison woke out of his sleep and saw all of this. And he drew his sword and would have killed himself. But Paul, being full of love, joy, and peace, he said, cried with a loud voice and said, do yourself no harm. We're all here. He thought they'd all fled. We're all here. Man, I tell you what, I want to pastor a little church that, and tell you as nigh right as I know how, that at midnight tonight, the blood has been applied. The blood has already been applied. But to every heart, that your lamp is burning bright with joy, peace, long-suffering, all of these fits in. And if the Son of God comes on a cloud of glory, if there's a great cry, this is the Son of God. You remember the crucified one? Splits eastern sky. When you arise, what did the last chapter of Revelation say? Even so, come, Lord Jesus. We ought to be in that kind of attitude.
Amen.
Well, preacher, I just get mad and I can't help it. I don't care. Sometimes I get mad, but I can help it and I care.
Yeah. Amen.
I get mad. Ask Mary, ask Katie. Well, I do. But I know that I can do something about it. I don't want to go through my life mad, hurt. Listen, my life's gone out. These wives, I believe they stood loving with compassion. And bridegroom coming while these foolish people fled or trying to get things fixed up. While they was gone, the bridegroom come and the wives went in. And the door was shut.
Yeah.
Hagel and Phil standing outside, knocking. Lord, open unto us. We've done all these good things.
Yeah.
All of our life. He said, depart from me, I never knew you. The Lord knoweth the heart. The Lord knoweth the heart. If we have the fruits of the Spirit, we'll make it home in just on time. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you've got anything out of this message or not. I feel cleared. I feel clean. I'm a pastor and I'll give an account for every service. If I allow junk to go on in it, I ain't going to make it. You ain't going to make it. But I appreciate these boys. You know, when I'm sick and they can't be here, I've got all confidence. They'll do the very best of their ability to carry the service on to the will of God. And I'm proud of them.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. They're not bickering between each other. I've got great confidence in them. You have the message this morning. Now, without a song, you've got something to do. Your lamps, you know, something has weakened your light. Something's weakened what you feel in God. You can be strong in your lamp, burning bright. You say, preacher, how can the world see my light? Your attitude, joy. Love.
Mm-hmm.
and they see you come through all your sorrow, all your trouble, all your trials, but coming out with still joy and peace, long suffering, they'll know surely you've been with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lamb of God for shedding His blood. You've got the blood that covers the sins. You got the fruits of the Spirit to fuel the flame that we can burn bright. Praise the Lord. Let's stand. Without